Hello, Niners. My name is Daniel Moth, and I'm here to show you the MPI class debugger Visual Studio 2010 launch integration. So I work for the Parallel Computing Platform, as you can see here, and that's all we'll do for slides. So I'll get rid of this, and let's go straight to code. So if I bring up Visual Studio 2010, so we can do that from here, in fact, we'll go and create a new project. Just so we can start from scratch, you can see everything working, no tricks up the sleeves. We'll start an MPI project. So choose the MPI project template, which is a separate download that allows you to create MPI projects out of the box without you having to go and set all the library paths and all that kind of stuff. And immediately we're here ready to write our real MPI code between these lines here. So we have the MPI init and MPI finalize as you normally would. And I'm just put a breakpoint here. So if I wanted to debug this MPI application, if I hit F5, obviously what we'll have is this trying to run a single process on this machine, whereas usually with MPI what you have is multiple processes executing the same code. So it's the same application but multiple processes, and typically on a cluster, of course, of multiple nodes. But first, let's have a quick look at what the debug launch integration is about. So if I go here in my project properties and we go under debugging, the default is, of course, the local Windows debugger. And what we want to do here is choose the MPI cluster debugger. And this is the new feature in Visual Studio 2010, or the enhanced feature, as to say. So as soon as we switch to that, you see here a whole bunch of options. And all of these options are documented on MSDN, so you can go and see them there. Or you can select various properties and read the description down there at the bottom. The one that's really important, and the only one you really have to change, everything else is optional, is the run environment. So in the run environment, right now it's saying localhost, so this machine that I'm on right now. And then it says one, so that's one process. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, look, I want four processes, because maybe that's the scenario that I want to debug. So I'll just say to that, OK. So before we hit a five, we're going to first rebuild over here. So we'll go here and rebuild the solution. And then we'll hit a five. And now you can see actually one command window and also four console applications coming up, which is the four processes for the MPI project that just created, and we hit the breakpoint. From here on, if you've only debugged single process applications in the past, what you'll be used to is examining threads for your process and call stacks and local variables and so on. But actually what we have here is four processes. So you bring up the debug windows processes window from down here. And then you can actually switch between each process. I can see here the ID of them. I can see the actual transport. So it's running on this machine here, Moth Quad Laptop. So they're all running on the same machine. And if I switch between them, I'm now switching process, which means the threads window updates, the call stack window and everything else, all the other debugger windows update to focus on that one process. And then we do normal multi-process debugging in Visual Studio. So let me go and stop this and show you a more realistic MPI application. Still demo code, but a bit more than what this one has in here. So here's one that I created earlier. So this one here, let's use this one, in fact, I've got two. This one here uses calculates a pi in parallel. And the way it does that is the function that actually does it is there's a throw darts function that uses a Monte Carlo simulation, takes a number of iterations, and then goes in here and just tries to calculate, approximate the value of pi, and then returns the result out. And the way we use this throw darts function is from the main function down here. So if we go and look in here what we're doing, well, we're calling some MPI function. So we're getting our own rank, we're getting how many other processes, MPI processes are going to be running. And then we go here in rank 0, so the master process, it's going to go and specify how many iterations they are. And you can also read that from the command line over here, and it's going to tell you how many iterations it's going to execute and on how many nodes. And then what it's going to do is going to go and broadcast that iteration out, and then it's going to go and call throw darts itself, and that's what every process is going to do. So every process is going to participate in the broadcast and participate in the call and throw darts, which means that in the end we have to aggregate all the count variables, and we do that in the MPI reduce, and then the master process is going to go and use the result to actually calculate across all the different results that we have. Then we're going to wait for everything to complete, and that will be the end. So that's how you calculate across multiple nodes pi. So now let's say that I want to debug this. I mean, I know there's no bug in this. I hope there isn't. But just in terms of getting everything started and hitting the breakpoint, so let's go and put a breakpoint somewhere in here. So what do we need to do? Well, you know the trick by now. We go to the project properties, and then we select the MPI cluster debugger, And what I've done here is I've specified the application arguments for the application, increased the scheduler timeout a bit, and that is all that I've done. Then on the run environment, I've done the critical thing. So earlier you saw me actually entering the value in the text box, but we actually have a friendly node selector dialog that you can go and use. So the first thing you're doing here is you specify the head name. So you've put your head name, so this is the name of the head nodes on the cluster that I'm going to go and deploy this. So I'm not doing it on my own machine anymore. I'm actually going to separate physical machines. And what you can do then is you can specify the number of processes that you want to actually go and debug. You can specify whether those processes should be scheduled per core, per socket, or per node. And then you can also pick from specific node groups. Furthermore, if you want, this is an optional step, you can select the actual node. So down here you get a list of the nodes and their capability that you want to debug this on. So I've said I want to debug on these two nodes, the 3 and 4. So each one of those I can see has 8 cores. So by saying 16 processes and scheduling one per core, I'm going to have each process use its own core. Each process is single threaded in this example, so that's great. I'll be able to leverage all the cores on these two machines. So 16 processes, let's see how that works. So we'll go here and close this, and then we'll hit F5. So I'll hit F5, and what the application is going to do now, it's going to take all the different files that it needs to copy to the cluster, and it's going to copy them first to a share, and then from there it's actually going to copy them to each compute node. And you can see the job state has changed to running, and now it's going and loading symbols for every one of those 16 processes. So this obviously is going to take some time. And that's where we have to be patient. Once it completes loading all the symbols and deploying all the processes, running them all up, and then breaking them with a remote debugger, we'll hit the breakpoint and we'll be able to examine those 16 processes right here in Visual Studio. So here we are. You can see the early steps of that. We've hit the breakpoint. And if you look at the processes window, let's go and maximize that so you can see it better. Look at the transport we've got here. Let me sort by that. We have 8 processes running on Robot Crate 3, and then we have another 8 running on 4. So we're debugging 16 processes, and all we had to do was specify the head node, the head node, and the number of processes we wanted, and everything else happened automatically for us. We just hit F5, and all the cleanup will happen automatically. All the remote debugger setup, all that happens for you, and that's really, really huge productivity gain compared to earlier versions of Visual Studio for those of you that try to debug MPI applications. From here on, it's of course everything is the same. You can switch processes, and then every other window would switch accordingly, having different values pertaining to that particular process. Let me just go and dock that back there, and we can stop debugging. So I'll just go and stop debugging. Okay, so that's all I wanted to share with you, really. But before we close, I just want you to see one more example. So I'm going to go and bring up this other project that I have here. And here it's exactly the same code that we had earlier in main. So this is doing exactly the same stuff, setting up all the various iterations and then calculating the results. But the difference is in throw darts. So if we go into throw darts, what we've done here, and you'll probably get a clue that we've included this header file, you can probably spot that as a difference, and we're using this namespace. So we're trying to use here the parallel patterns library. And if we go and look at the throw darts operation, you'll see that we had a for loop around this area here, and we thought, why do that for loop in a single-threaded manner? Why not try and take advantage of all the cores on the node that this process is running on? So we need to use a parallel for. But of course, if we just wrapped this piece of code with parallel for, we would have shared data that are being used in that loop up here. So that's why we actually moved the outer loop outside of that shared data as well. So parallel for is at this level. And for the count, we use a combinable, which is another type that's introduced with a parallel patterns library. And we use the combinable to actually aggregate per thread that's going to be executing this loop to aggregate the count. And then in the end, we want to go and aggregate the count across all the threads. So we actually use the count.combine and go and do that and then return the results out. So the calling code to this in main actually is oblivious that within throw darts, we have concurrency within that. So by doing this, what it means is I don't have to have 16 processes on those two nodes. All I need is one process per node, one process per machine, since that process itself is going to take advantage of all the cores. So let's go and see what we need to change here. So if we go into project properties and we go to our run environment, notice I've already made the change. And what we've said is I just want two processes on the same two nodes, but now schedule one process per node. So this is a hybrid approach we've taken here. Each process has parallelism inside, and we're using multiple to leverage into the more nodes on the cluster. So let's go and see what that will look like. So if I go and put a breakpoint, let's put one right in here, and I hit F5. Again, now it's going to go and copy all the stuff to the shared place on the cluster, and then copy everything to each compute node, set up the remote debugger, launch the processes, attach the remote debugger, connect back to Visual Studio, and see there is a breakpoint here, hit the breakpoint, and then we're ready to debug, just if we're doing this on a local machine, just with a little more patience while we wait for all the symbols to load for the two processes. So here we are, we've hit the breakpoint, and now I'm debugging just two processes instead of the 16, which should make things easier. Of course, within each of those processes, we're using multiple threads. But with this, we did this via Parallel Patterns Library, so it is using tasks under the covers, which means we can use the new windows we've introduced in Visual Studio 2010, such as the Parallel Task window that shows you how many tasks are scheduled, how many are running, and such as the Parallel Stacks window, which shows you multiple call stacks in one view. So I can go and see here exactly how my threads are behaving in this single process. Now, these two windows, I've done deeper screencasts on them, so if you go on Channel 9, you can find those and watch them to find out more about them. In this video, I just wanted to introduce the MPI cluster debugger launch integration, which again is from Project Properties, MPI cluster debugger, and have a look at the run environment as well. That's all I have time for. Thank you for watching, and if you have any questions, please feel free to ping me at daniel.moth@microsoft.com. Thank you.